Hi again, everyone. Nancy Newman back with you one more time in our Yes Studios with the Nissan postgame show. The Nets drop another heartbreaker out west, falling to the Golden State Warriors 110-109. So on the season, the Nets fall to 20-22, 7-12 on the road now, 0-6 on the season out west. They've lost 10 in a row on the West Coast. That 36-point first quarter was the highest scoring first quarter of the season for the Nets, but it wasn't nearly enough as the Golden State Warriors had some fight. They had lost 6 of 7, so a welcome win for them as they improved to 20-23. And right now we want to head right back out to Oracle Arena in Oakland and bring back the men who called the action, Marv Albert, Mark Jackson, and guys, oh my goodness, the stake through the heart on Monday. They came out on fire thinking perhaps they could bury that in a hurry, but these Warriors wouldn't quit, and they had enough and then some.
No question, Nancy. They kept coming. I thought, Mark, the net response was as good as you'd hope for. They led by as many as 16 in the first quarter. Golden State certainly did turn things in the second quarter with that 15-0 run. But we thought that the loss in Sacramento was rough to take. How do they respond to this when they face the Clippers in a back-to-back situation tomorrow night?
Well, what you got to realize is you got to take the good things that you did tonight. Started off, rebounded from the tough loss in Sacramento. Some really positive things. Excellent role play from guys off the bench. Vince Carter trying to make plays, coming up with 13 assists. The defense was there in spurts. But you have to realize that on the road in this league, you can't make mistakes. Turning the basketball over far too many times on the road against a high-energy, explosive offensive team is just a recipe for disaster.
Looking at the other side of the ledger, the negatives for the Nets tonight, too many three-pointers. They were 11 of 25 from downtown, and too many turnovers, a total of 22. Jason Kidd, who had a terrific stat line, 26.7 assists, 10 rebounds, played well back in his home area, however, turned it over 8 times.
Well, certainly did. Very uncharacteristic of Jason Kidd. What a zone defense what the Warriors were playing. Sometimes it allows you to fall in love with the jump shot. You think you're wide open and you're just shooting shots. Sometimes you got to be disciplined enough to turn down the jump shot and put pressure on the defense, meaning turn it down and look to get into the interior of the opposing team's defense. The Nets did not, and the shots that they put up cost them down the road.
And down the stretch in those final seconds, Bojan Nokbar had an opportunity to put this game away. And typical Don Nelson fashion, he had a timeout, does not call for a timeout after the miss by Nokbar.
And that's a good look. Dribble penetration. Nokbar has a wide open shot. He's a shooter. That's a good shot. But Don Nelson trusting Baron Davis once again down the stretch, not calling a timeout. His point guard got the rebound, and then it was off to the races. Defense collapsing. He pushes the basketball up the floor and gives it up. Wide open jump shot. Excellent execution from Baron Davis and the Warriors.
Monte Ellis, the 20-year-old who was drafted out of high school last season, coming off the bench tonight. I know Don Nelson has been, and he is one that does not hold his opinions back. We saw he benched Matt Barnes in the game against the Lakers in L.A. on Monday. Barnes had played very well earlier in the season and then went through a bad streak, particularly from three-point range. But he was, what a reaction to the benching. He came out on fire and was very instrumental in bringing the Warriors back in the game.
Well, I talked to the people in the Warriors organization. They love this kid. This kid is a stud. Can play the one, can play the two, has tremendous size, can shoot with range, can put the ball on the floor and finish at the rim. There's not much that he cannot do. He is going to be a star in this league.
Now, Mark, you have been through this as everyone else has who has played in the NBA. You go out in the West Coast, you lose the first two, but the Nets lost the first two in final seconds of games, and they have to continue on, and it does not get easy. You got the Clippers tomorrow night in L.A. and then at Denver and at Utah. And they played as well as you could hope for. I mean, look at the numbers here. Vince Carter bounced back, 23 points, 13 assists for Vince. We mentioned Jason Kidd's stat line. Mikey Moore played well. Marcus Williams did a good job. Bojan Nokbar played well. So what do you say to yourself? Yes, there were too many turnovers. Yes, there were too many three-point shots. But how can you play any better than this? You still lose and move on and, you know, look to put some wins together with games coming up against the Clippers, Denver, and Utah.
You got to say, hey, take the good things that we were able to do tonight and let's bottle it and continue to build on it. Nobody's going to feel sorry for you. They only get tougher, but you have to get tougher as a basketball team. Allow this to allow you as a basketball team to grow, and then go to sleep tonight. And before you go to sleep, thank God for the Atlantic Division.
I'm wondering if they're trying to give us a message here. They turn the lights off. I was also wondering if you were going to ask if I could ask you a longer question than I just did.
I thought you were going to sing a song. You know, the lights went off, and you know, I was enjoying the moment.
I think they're trying to tell us something, Nancy. We are moving on to the L.A. Clippers and the New Jersey Nets in L.A. tomorrow night. Let's get back to you.
Okay, it's goodbye and good night and safe travels, and see you soon, guys.
Okay, thanks, Nancy.
Well, despite their best efforts, the Nets have dropped the first two contests on their five-game West Coast swing, with both losses coming in crushing fashion. Definitely a tough time for the club. And just moments ago, Lawrence Frank addressed the media.
Turnovers that just ended up being the thing that killed you guys the most?
Oh, yeah. You know, look, we put ourselves in a position, you know, up one with 29 seconds. And, you know, we lose the game. And, you know, once again, we gave ourselves a great opportunity to win the game. We didn't, but obviously having 22 turnovers that led to 29 points didn't help. But still, with that being said, you know, we still had the lead and had the ball with 29 seconds to go and came out on the short end.
What do you do after a second loss, two in a row like this, and these heartbreakers that happen in the end like that? How do you go back in there and get everyone off of this and ready for tomorrow?
Well, I mean, you know, you're allowed to be disappointed and upset tonight. And, you know, look, the bottom line is on the road. You try to put yourselves in a position to win the game. And unfortunately, the last two nights we've done that, and we've lost them both. But you got to keep your head up and move forward. And you know, it's the law of averages. Keep on plugging away, and you keep on being persistent. And you just keep on moving forward.
Had you planned to give Kidd that much time off, or was it a situation where Marcus was playing well, so you left him in?
Yeah, a combination of both. Marcus playing well, and also with Jason. I mean, he's just playing so many minutes that it's not humanly possible for him to keep on going. So we want to keep him around that 36-minute mark, and, you know, so that was the decision we made.
Drawn up to have Montbar take that
final three. Yeah, well, we had to be prepared for both man and zone, and they were in a zone, so what we did is we overloaded. We ran a triple screen for Vince, and then we ran a second screen for Bokey, and so he had a great look in the corner. You know, unfortunately, didn't go in, and we weren't able to match up and transition, and Ellis, you know, hit the shot.
Are you worried that a veteran team like this, so much together already, can make so many mental mistakes down the stretch that they've been doing lately?
Well, it's a little bit. I mean, I know we have some veteran players, but it's not exactly now the core group that's played together for a long time. You got a lot of different guys out there. I mean, you know, you got, you know, Bokey's really, this is his first year with us, with Jason and Vince. Obviously, they've played together, and now you got Marcus and Mikey. So it's disconcerting because we were doing it earlier in the year with our core pieces, but we made some foolish plays, obviously, and you know, we can't take them back, and we just hopefully we can do better. Yeah, well, like I said to Michelle, I mean, look, you should be angry, should be disappointed. We lost, but the bottom line is you want to put yourself in a position to win the game. We did. We lost them both. We're not going to hang our heads. We're going to keep on getting better. We're going to keep on learning. We're going to keep on growing. And we're going to move forward and get ready for the Clippers.
All righty, back one more time to our game. A heartbreaker for the Nets, 110-109 Golden State victorious. Several bright spots for the Nets as they did play very, very well. One of them, Marcus Williams, 17 points for him on the night and just about 26 minutes of playing time. He was 3 of 6 from three-point range. The 17 points, the most points for him since he put home 18 versus Phoenix in the double overtime game back at the Meadowlands. Let's hear from Marcus.
You got a lot of time tonight at the point. Kid got a lot of rest. Did you know going into this game that that was the plan, or did you just stay hot and you stayed in?
No, I just tried to stay loose. And Jay's playing a lot of big minutes lately. And I've been told just to stay ready at any given time. I'd probably be thrown in the fire. So,
did it seem like that Warriors team was just pesky and that they were constantly around? It seemed like no matter where you guys were with the ball, there were a couple hands in your face, a couple things going on. Did you guys just not have the energy? Did you feel like maybe that was lacking when you were out there?
No, they really don't have shot blockers, so they try to get the ball in other ways. They play the passing lanes real well. They strip the ball. And they're just an up-and-down team, and they use their players to their advantage.
Two heartbreakers like this, two in a row, going into the Clippers game tomorrow. What do you do to throw this away and start over?
I think we just got to put the game away. I mean, the last two games, we were leading the fourth quarter. And towards the end, we couldn't get any stops, and we couldn't score. So I think going into the Clippers game, I think that'll be more of a focal point to go into the fourth quarter with the lead and try to maintain it.
Also a strong night tonight from Bojan Nakbar with 14 points. He had a chance to put the game away with a wide open look, but he missed, and it was Monte Ellis converting at the other end with the game-winning shot. Let's hear from Bojan Nakbar.
The looks on y'all's faces when you were walking off that bench, that has to be hard to lose another game like that twice in 3 days.
Yeah, it's hard. You know, it's not easy. We had both games won. You know, we thought we were a better team, you know, throughout most of the game. But, you know, we lost again down the stretch. And, you know, next couple of games going to show how tough we are. You know, we got to bounce back quick.
What seemed to be the biggest problem that they posed to you guys out there? Because the turnover ratio was completely imbalanced.
Well, they're aggressive. They, you know, they play a lot of matchup zone. They play different kind of defense. They double team, you know, they're all over the place. So they're tough to play against. And they run, you know, so it's hard to keep, you know, keeping the balance game. But, you know, although we had a lot of turnovers and the offense wasn't flowing as well, we still had a chance to win.
Now you guys have to throw this one right away. Clippers tomorrow down in L.A. What do you do? Short-term memory, I know it's not always that easy, but how do you get past it?
Well, it's not easy, but, you know, that's something that happens during the season. You know, losses like this, and then you got to come back next night and play well. And the sooner we're going to be able to forget about this and bounce back, the better off we're going to be.
I know we talk so much about this West Coast jinx, quote-unquote, whether it exists or not, but this is 10 straight losses when you guys come this way. Can you say anything about that? I mean, I know it's kind of a weird question, but what is going on?
Well, I don't believe in stuff like that, so to me it's just another loss. I really believe we're going to bounce back tomorrow.
Welcome back. Vince Carter responding to a season-low 8-point effort at Sacramento. A fine night tonight. 23 points, 13 assists. Those 13 assists, a career high for VC, along with 3 rebounds. Vince targeted with RJ out of the lineup, not there to keep the defenses honest, but VC breaking through. Not enough, though, for the Nets to come out with victory. Let's hear from Vince Carter.
Or was this a situation where you were just getting double team, 13 assists? I mean, you were trapped every time. How frustrating was it out there?
No, it's not frustrating. I mean, I expect it. You know, I expect in the double team. I expect it from here on out. So it's all about just trying to find ways to be effective. And you just have to break the defense down, getting other guys involved. And I'm going to get mine as the game goes on.
When you guys go back and watch the tape, the turnover situation was probably the most troubling. How do you fix that?
Just protect the ball. I mean, I think it's just plain and simple. Right now, it's just us, you know, just giving ourselves a chance to win in the end, which we did. It's just finding a way to win regardless. And I think we're going to be okay. You know, it's just Vokey had a wonderful shot. He was a great look. It just didn't go down.
Throw it away and you have to play again tomorrow. Is it easy to do?
Of course. That's the beauty of it. We get to erase this immediately and get ready for our next challenge. And hopefully this can be the start of our trip.
So a closer look at the West Coast numbers. The struggling continues. 0-6 on the season out West. They've lost their 10th straight on the West Coast, have the Nets, and fall to 7-12 overall on the road. Short time ago, our Michelle Beadle caught up with Mikey Moore.
When you walked off that court today, was there shock? Did you see this one coming? What happened?
I mean, you can expect the unexpected now. I mean, 2 games in a row where you lose at the buzzer, and we're playing hard. I mean, the effort, I can't fault the effort. I mean, both games, certain things happen that we can't control. I mean, the momentum of certain things, I can't say because I get fined for it. You know exactly what I'm saying. Sways the opposite way. We don't have respect from anybody in the league that way. So, I mean, I don't fault the team for the effort. I don't fault coach for the game plan. Everything we're doing is what we're supposed to do. It's just sometimes we have bad shots and it leads over to easy baskets, but so do they. And you're going to have your swings in the game. But I made my point without getting a fine, $15,000 fine. But everybody knows what I'm talking about. Certain things don't go. If you watch that last play of the game, my whole left arm was held down. I could have had that offensive rebound. Game wouldn't have been over. It just didn't happen.
When you're out there and you're playing in that game and you're seeing these turnovers happen the way they did tonight, and it just seemed like there was some sloppy play on both ends, both guys had it, how frustrating is it to try to just get back up and get on a little tear?
It's real frustrating. It brings you down. But, I mean, everybody, like I said, everybody's intentions are good. So it's it's not somebody being selfish. I couldn't accept it if it's somebody being selfish and not looking for anyone. I mean, Vince had double digits assist tonight. You know, so, I mean, nobody's being selfish. Everybody's giving each one the ball, and we're trying to score. It's just we sometimes try too hard. That's all.
So what do? You just think about this on the plane, round down, get off the plane, and throw it away?
No. We got to carry this into the next game tomorrow. And I think we carried the loss of Sacramento with us also, but we just couldn't finish it out. We just have to be focused more. That's all it is to it.
So very poignant and thoughtful words from Mikey Moore. That is going to do it for the Nissan postgame show. So for now, from Marv Albert, Mark Jackson, Michelle Beadle, and the rest of our YES Network team, I'm Nancy Newman saying thanks for watching, and we will see you again on Saturday.